Unfortunately, you suffered several injuries during your playing career, didn't you?
One or two.
Did those mostly come about from the scrummaging?
No, not necessarily. I broke my neck on Kingsham on a Wednesday night against South Wales Police. I didn't know I'd broken it. It was like a bottom of a ruck situation. I think we beat them 40-odd points. Anyway, I was picked for Gloucestershire in the county playoffs against Cornwall. And being self-employed and everything else, I couldn't travel down with the team on the Thursday thing. I went down on the Friday. We had a training session on the Thursday, and they went off down to Cornwall, and I went home. And I said to my wife, "Have you ever massaged my neck? It's a bit sore," and so on and so on. And anyway, she did that and so on. Anyway, I drove to Cornwall the next day, and John Pullen was hooking, Burton was tied in, and I was loose end. Anyway, the game started. I mean, playing Cornwall down there, and the first scrum of my neck then was very sore. It was like somebody stuck a red-hot poker down it. And I actually scored a try. One of the few in my career I scored a try with a broken neck. Anyway, I then, after the game, I couldn't wash my hair. I stood in the showers, my back against the wall. I know that just the pain was really quite intense going down the back of my neck. And anyway, I driven down there, and Chris Williams, who played outside half, and Richard Mogg, two Gloucester players, they wanted to come back early as well. So I drove and got back to Gloucester, and I was dropped them off and went home, came in, and my wife said to me, "What's up with you?" I said, "Oh," she thought I had one, two sherbets too many, but I hadn't. I was just in plenty of pain. Anyway, went to bed, and, you know, normally you get things better in bed, you get comfortable, can't you? I just kind of got worse and worse and worse, and eventually I said, "I've got to go to the vets." So she got the car out. We lived at Course Lawn then, and she drove me into Gloucester. But anyway, the guide x-rayed it, said, "Can't really see, but we'll treat it as a broken neck." So I was upstairs and in traction and everything else and so on. The next day the x-ray didn't find out, but we see C2 obliquely across. And luckily all the weight training and the muscle spasm were kept it in place. And I was only in hospital a week. People say I had a broken neck. Yes, I did. But I don't want to detract from men and boys and people I've seen with broken necks who've got severe paralysis. Yes, technically it was a broken neck. No denying that. And it could have been, you know, it could have been serious. But it was not as serious as it sounds. I was in and out of hospital in a week. They gave me a plastic Nerva jacket thing, and I came out and I sat around like that. At any rate, career over, finished, and that was that. Anyway, I came and watched Gloucester play Pontypool, and Pontypool gave Gloucester a right good thumping at Kingsholm. And Terry Hobson was sat behind me in the stands and smoking his pipe, as he always did. He said, "Yeah, 5 internationals, British Lions tour." We said, "That's career over." And he said, but the other injury I really suffered of any sort of, well, yeah, I had broken fingers and I broke my jaw, which I didn't know about, and other bits and pieces, but every player's got those things. I got played against France in the Grand Slam year, and I was on the floor, and the man I played against was unhappy, and because he was a very tall man and I was a very short man, and he spent most time looking at his rectum the whole game and didn't like it a lot, and he ran in. And everything else, and I could see him, I could feel the ground vibrating as his giant and 19.5 stone was arriving, and he was going to ask me to move. And lying on the floor, he wasn't going to ask me nicely. And yeah, I received a little tickle in the ribs, and I lay there, and the player disappeared, and the physio came on, and Don Gatherer, and he said to me, "What's up? You're winded. You can't speak very well, can you? Where's it hurt? Where's it hurt?" You know. Anyway, eventually I said, "It's in the ribs, Don." He said, "Well, what state of the game were we at?" Because I knew I was in trouble. He said, "We're in injury time now." I said, "Well, give me something to clear my head, but don't run off. Walk me back to the scrum. Give me more time to recover." Because our scrum, I put in down there on R22. And as we got there, ball into the scrum, ball into the stand, game over. Oh, thank God for that. Anyway, I had x-rayed in Gloucester, ripped into costal muscles. So I carried on playing. And I was in London before the Welsh game, and Don Gatherer was the physio, and he was clicking my ribs. He said, "It's crepitation." He said, "I've got to tell the chairman selectors." They took me to West Middlesex Hospital, x-rayed again, ripped into costal muscles. I'm very glad to have two misdiagnoses, very pleased indeed, because it meant I played. And we had that very, very outstanding win against Wales, 9-8. Yeah. With 14 men in the referee, you've asked all my Welsh friends. And
what was that, 3 penalties to 2
yeah,
tries?
It was indeed, yes. It's the only time I wanted to kiss a bald head man, dusty hair. And then, anyway, my father met some Welsh lads on the train going from away from the game, the underground, and they'd left before the final whistle. They were celebrating the win. He hadn't got the heart to tell them. Anyway, then we go to the Grand Slam game, and by this time I knew my ribs were in trouble, and I went and saw a friend of mine who gave me some Marcaine, a local anaesthetic. I said, look, all I want, I just want to start this game. And I told him what the situation was, and he wrote it all up, put it in a seal. Anyway, I went up there, and all after that I got an American rib guard to hide it. And so I was fending everybody off. Anyway, it got in the game, and before the game, I got and see the late Leo walked in, and I said, I need this to help me go out. And he said, I can't do it. So I can't go out. Bit of a Mexican standoff, if you like. And eventually Leo did it under duress. I said, Leo, this is the greatest game of my life. I said, if I can't survive, I said, I've got to come off. But I said, I want the chance to start. I really want the chance to start. And bless his cotton socks, he did it. And out we went, and we won the Grand Slam. But then I carried that injury forward, and he got finally diagnosed on the 80 Lions tour for South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So he played one game there and came back.
Mm-hmm.
Left a 6 weeks old son, and daughter wasn't very old. So that was my Lions tour over.
Yeah.
One game, thank you boys, you carry on.
That must be one of the saddest moments of your
career. Oh, it is
career.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah, it is indeed, definitely. You know, it is an awesome place to play rugby. Fantastic place, beautiful country, really hard rugby, and with some great players. With some great players from England, Ireland. It's a fantastic experience to be with all those guys. I'm certain you ask most players to be on the Lions tours, you see players differently. You know, you room with them, you travel with them, you eat, and you play in the same team as them. And I know Noel Murphy was the coach, and Sid Miller was the manager, and Sid had been coach of the 74 Lions, and Noel had been a British Lion himself, and they were so opposite but so much alike, and great pals. And the whole tour was good fun. It really was good fun. Trained really hard. He even managed Ollie Campbell, who is nearest thing I know to a saint, and his lifestyle. Even he pulled a hamstring. I said, look, they even get him to pull a hamstring. Oh dear. My training partner with the Derek Quinnell. Derek was as slow as I was. That made me feel good. But he had been on two previous Lions tours, but he was as slow as I was. And he was the captain of the side when I actually came off my ribs. They didn't x-ray him there in East London. They x-rayed him in Joburg. And they found out I broke them, but not there. Then they worried about infection. I thought, what's that? And luckily it was all right. And they gave me a choice, play against everyone on tour, go home. I thought, well, this is silly. This is silly now, you know. We could risk doing some serious damage. So I wasn't prepared to risk that.
Yeah.
And came home. But no, great fun.
Could I just ask one question? Phil, something that I was a bit curious about. You retired twice.
Yes, that's true.
You made any number of comebacks from injury before that, and then you retired twice.
Yeah, no, I retired.
What happened?
Well, I suppose I was working hard, 3 o'clock in the morning, everything else is on. And I was playing, and I wasn't enjoying it, and everything else is on. I thought, well, I've had enough of this. Mm-hmm. So I packed up. And anyway, I decided I want to run a marathon. Nothing so silly as an old fool, is there really? Anyway, I actually lost a lot of weight. I got down about 13 half stone. And I was running quite a lot. And I was, you know, being able to do it, I thought, quite comfortably. Anyway, do you remember this chap called, what was his name, an Australian? Packer down at the circus, and this guy was going to do it with rugby. He was going to take professional rugby. What was his name? Oh. At any rate, I got an invitation to go meet at a hotel outside Bristol. Turned up there, a load of other blokes I knew as well. Loads and loads and loads of others. How surprising. When money talks, they all turned up. They talk about today, but I think we were worse then. Any rate, we all turned up and everything else and so on. And this chap was going to promise this and promise that and everything else, and this rugby circus and everything else and so on and so on. So, well, fair enough. If I'm going to start taking money to get hurt, I think I better get back in the gym and back eating the big meals and back training and get some size back up here. Because as I am at the moment, these blokes in Bristol were laughing at me. He said, are you ill? So I went away and I trained and trained and trained and got back up again and everything else and so on. And all of a sudden, this came to nothing. And I thought, well, I'm not going to bloody waste all this effort I put into it now. So I started playing again. And that's as simple as that, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lure of filthy money that drew me back. I'd finished, and Yes, I came back and had another crack at it.
Which turned out to be a mirage.
Absolutely, yes. Like a lot of things in players' lives, isn't it? Yeah. You know, particularly after 12 o'clock at night, it's all a mirage, isn't it? Mirage somewhere, anyway. And, but again, I had another crack at it, enjoyed it again. It was quite, being like a senior statesman, really. But I was playing on borrowed time, I knew that. Mm. I couldn't do the things I could do. And a friend of mine was taking the mickey into the gym. I couldn't do a lateral raise. Or the, I couldn't, you know, where I'd broken it, I'd broken C2, it was C6 where the damage was. And C2 was all right. C6, just the compression and wear and tear, just shutting the nerves off to my right arm. Mm. And I couldn't use it as I used to. And so I was playing on borrowed time. And I probably played when I shouldn't have done, really. Today they wouldn't let you do it, I don't think. Mm. So I was 34, and say the surgeon made a decision, so it was rather nice he made a decision. I didn't have to make it and go out and embarrass myself. And that was that.
Mm.
And Derek Morgan was the chairman selector, never forget it. He said, "Can't you play Saturday?" I said, "No, Derek, I can't." Welshman English selector, never forget that.
Yeah, I guess you played half your international career after that that first retirement, didn't you?
Mm, yeah, I did. Yeah. I did, really.
Yeah.
There's one thing, you know a little bit more about it then. But it's every time, and I talked to Bill about it one time, and I said, every time I go out, Bill, I feel nervous. He said, you should feel that way whether you go out first time or the 25th or 30th time. Because in those days, nobody got up to the caps they get today. Yeah. Because those days you got 4 or 5 a year, and that was it. That was there wasn't anything else. And so, I said, "Oh, I feel nervous." He said, "Well, you should feel nervous." And everything else. And I think back now, and as you get older, you still get that nervous. So you see, I remember my last year playing with a guy, and I think he was 18 or something, and I was like 34. He says, "I remember watching when I was a schoolboy." He played the centre. I'll never forget it. Lovely lad. He said, "Oh," I thought, "I'm 34. What am I doing here? Is there going to be something wrong here?" Yeah. So you suddenly become the older man of the party.
Yeah.